Oh, I just want to share for a few minutes tonight on some things of prayer and just so much comes to mind. Amen. And there's so much. It's such a powerful thing. Prayer it may very well be just the most powerful thing that we have a privilege of partaking of. Amen. The most powerful thing. And I don't think, that we just completely grasp or appreciate it and understand it, the importance of it. I believe that it's both a privilege and a duty. Amen. It's a privilege. What a privilege it is to come into the presence of God. To have an audience with the King, we could say. To where he's there, he's listening. We have an opportunity to present our needs, to bring our case before the Lord. What a powerful thing. What a privilege. And then at the same time, we have a duty to do that. Did you know that you might be praying for someone here tonight that maybe you're the only one praying for that person? Maybe that person you're praying for has no one else to pray for them. Did you ever think about it that way? That maybe no one else is calling out their name before God. Amen. A duty that we have to pray and to call out to God. And you know, I look back and I thank God that even right when I was first early saved, it was really ingrained in me to pray and to take that time and to get up in the morning and set that time aside and go to morning prayer and pray before a service and to set that time aside. It's a powerful thing. And I have no doubt that it's made a great impact on my life. Amen. Because sometimes we begin to pray and we set out to change something through our prayers, and God does that, but he also changes us in the process. Amen. It's powerful. And you know what? I appreciate it. I don't take it for granted when someone says, you know, I was praying for you. I talked to my mom, and every time I talk to her, you know what? She's 88 years old tomorrow. 88. And she, every time I talk to her, she says, I pray for you every day. Man, what a difference that makes. What a difference that it makes to know. It makes a difference when you and I pray. Amen. They don't go unanswered. I'm reminded of the bowl of incense. I read the scripture in the Sunday school this morning. By the way, we're starting 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings right across the hall for the adult Sunday school. Amen. But we read where the prayers are incense before the Lord in Revelation chapter 5, a golden bowl. It's something that God sees, that God keeps, that God treasures. It's powerful. It's powerful before the Lord. It makes a difference. Amen. And you know what? I was thinking also about, I'm not trying to jump all over the map here, but it's just a powerful thing when we talk about prayer. There's a lot about it. And one thing in particular, in Daniel, when Daniel was beginning to pray, and the story briefly of the children of Israel had gone into captivity, and they were in captivity in Assyria, God had prophesied through Jeremiah, I believe it's in chapter 25, before they had gone completely into captivity, he said they're going to be there 70 years. 70 years they're going to be there. I think Amos also has the same prophecy in it about how long they would be in captivity, that they would be there 70 years. And so, as the story goes, Daniel's reading that. And, you know, he checks his calendar and he says, hey, we're about at the end. It's about time. 70 years is about up. But you know what he begins to do? He begins to pray according to the will of God. According to the will of God. And so the thought that we can take from that is that the will of God is given to us clearly in many instances for our life and for situations. The Word of God is full of things that we could say that's the will of God about a situation, about my life, about my financial condition, about my health, whatever it might be, about my family, about my children. Amen. That we could say that's the will of God. The Bible says he'll meet all my needs according to his riches and glory. And we can go on and on down the list of what the Bible says. Things that we could say, that's the will of God. But then there's something about prayer that brings that will to pass. Some go so far as to say that if Daniel never prayed, they'd have never left. Maybe, I don't know. Because when God knows what his will is, he knows what he wants to do, he knows what his plan is, what he's prophesied, what he's spoken, what he's promised. And the thought is that he raises people up and puts it on our heart. It's on his people to pray to bring that to pass. I was reading one man, he described it as the will of God is the train, the prayers of his people are the tracks. We lay the tracks for the train to be moving and rolling. You know, the ancient rabbis of old, they had a saying. They said that prayer gives us a share, a part in the government of God. It gives us a part in the government of God. That's can be a sobering thought. That can be something, you know, powerful. My prayers? Maybe this person or that. Maybe that. No. Mine. Yours. Gives us a share in that. And then us as a body. As a body, as a church, as we begin to pray. I think that we could look at a lot of things in conditions in the world, even in our city, in society today, in our families, and say, that's not the will of God. That destruction be happening. That evil be running wild and rampant. That's not the will of God. It shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be this way. Darkness should not be running wild and destroying lives and seemingly unchecked, going wild in our society and in our world, devastating lives and families and stealing destinies. It shouldn't be that way. Maybe it's on us to step up and take a greater role. Amen. Where we can say, you know what? This is what the will of God is. And we begin to pray. We begin to fast. No one wants to hear about fasting again after this, but, you know, we begin to call on God and take a stand. Especially when we hear some of the more bold claims of Jesus that, you know, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything, it will be done for you. It's like, wow. That's pretty powerful. Whatsoever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Those are some pretty strong claims, really. But God's backing them up. Amen. If we will do our part, if we will do our part. And you know, one of the big parts is that we pray. That we pray. That we learn to pray. That we learn to pray. I've been praying for 30 years, and you know what I prayed tonight in the prayer room? Lord, teach me to pray. Teach me, help me to understand. I know I haven't got it all figured out. Teach me to pray. Am I missing something? Is there more that I need to understand? Yeah. Is there more that I need to understand? Is somebody dependent on my prayers? Powerful. Amen. It's a powerful thing. And I thank God that, you know what? It's been part of who we are. Amen. It's been part of who we are here. It's been part of who we are. And thank God that with a time like this and you know, fasting and all that, it's staying a part of who we are. Amen. It's staying a part of who we are, and it can make a difference. Those little kids of yours, they're dependent on someone to pray for them. They're dependent on it. They're dependent on it. You know, my mom, before we were even saved, we were raised Catholic, you know? And it's like I wasn't saved. I don't know about every other Catholic. I just know this Catholic wasn't saved. Amen. But my mom prayed. Amen. She didn't just call out to Mary either. She called out to God. Amen. I have 9 brothers and sisters. Almost all of them are saved today. Amen. Because someone prayed when someone else might look at it and say, God ain't going to hear that woman's prayers. God heard that woman's prayers. Amen. Amen. Because he hears people that call upon him, that have just a seed of faith, just a seed of faith, a desperate and a hungry heart that will get before God and say, oh, God, help me. Help me. God hears that kind of prayer. Some of the most powerful prayers you see in the Bible were one sentence. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, that shook hell and rejoiced heaven. Amen. So you know what? We got a great privilege and a powerful duty and an obligation. It's not too much to say that somebody's dependent on my prayers. Somebody's pretending. The will of God is clear. It's outlined. It's clear. And like God raised up Daniel, when Daniel saw that that time was coming, it was God that showed him that. And it was God that stirred him to pray for that to come to pass. It was already written. It was already there. But God moved Daniel to pray to help bring it to pass. It's hard to wrap your minds around that completely. Because, you know, we like to sit back and say, go ahead and do it, Lord. Just do it. God's saying, no, let's do it. Let's do it. Amen. Let's do it. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Let's bow our heads this evening if we could. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we humble ourselves before you. Awesome, mighty, holy, perfect in all of your ways, Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe you're here tonight and you're not saved. I don't know every heart in this place, but you know, this is a time. This is a time you do not want to let pass you by. If you don't know Jesus, if you're not saved, if you don't know, if you're going to heaven when you die, don't leave this place. Don't let this opportunity pass by without making it sure in your own heart tonight that you can get up from this altar tonight and say, I am saved. Praise God. Maybe you came in invited by a friend or just saw the sign and off the street, and doesn't matter. God's put you here. God's brought you here and given you an opportunity that you don't know if you'll have it again tomorrow. You don't know that. The opportunity is here right now. Today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. Before we go any further, maybe you need Jesus. You need his forgiveness. You need to be washed clean of all your sin. If that's you, I want to pray with you tonight. Just slip up your hand. Wherever you're at, right here in this place, all across this place, just slip up your hand and say, pray for me. That's me tonight. That's me. Praise God. God bless you. I see hands going up. Honest hearts, thank you so much. Praise God. It's not about joining a church. It's about you coming before the Lord and saying, Lord, forgive me. You're my Savior. You're my Savior. No one's going to make you confess all your sins. That's between you and God. Hallelujah. But you know, we're going to take this opportunity. What a great time. Any others, join these. Join these here tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Yes. Maybe you're here tonight and you know what? This life can be hard, cruel. And things have gotten you very discouraged to where you've doubted if even God exists, if any of this is even real. And you're at the end of your row, you're just going to say, you know what? I'm throwing in the towel on all that. No, God wants to meet with you. He wants to meet with you. He wants to revive you personally in your own heart. A relationship between you and him. You can take this time Maybe you're discouraged and frustrated because you prayed and things have not been answered. Just continue to press on. Continue to press on. Amen. Continue to press on. Hallelujah. Praise God. If that's you, just slip up your hands and say, pray for me. I need a touch from God tonight. I need a touch from God. Hallelujah. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. You know, several hands have gone up across this place, and we're going to sing a song here in just a moment. But we're also going to take this precious time and invite you to come down to this altar. Spend a few moments before the Lord. Any others in this place, any others, whatever God has dealt with you about, maybe a time setting aside a good, disciplined time of prayer. Recommit something before the Lord. Rekindle something of a fire in your own heart tonight before the Lord. This altar is a powerful place for just those very things to take place. Hallelujah. We're going to stand across this place and we're going to sing a song, and the hands that were raised, even if you didn't, you know what, let's take this time and just step up out of our seats, come down and find a place before the Lord. Hallelujah. Before we dismiss, we still got time. Let's seize this opportunity right now. Ooh.